Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and avocado too, eh?
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Helen Lanunciata from First Five Humboldt, and she's going to talk to us about a new thing that's going on in the community, and that is North Coast Community Garden Collaborative. Helen, tell me about how you got involved in this.
Basically, we got some seed funding from this group called the Humboldt Community for Activity and Nutrition. And that little bit of seed funding that we got from them helped launch us into existence as a group that's dedicated to community gardens as an on-the-ground effort towards increasing food security in our neighborhoods. And we're a pretty new group that's out there. And our members include folks from the Natural Resources Division of the Redwood Community Action Agency, Food for People, Democracy Unlimited of Humboldt County, UC Agricultural Extension, First Five, the Rio Del Resource Center, and last but not least, of course, you know, we have a group of community garden managers that are on our team.
And it seems like one of those things where you have people who want a garden and they just don't have land that's connected to the property where they're living. So this is kind of a way of matching people up.
Absolutely, yeah. Community gardens are a big way of providing land to people who don't have land, folks who live in apartments, or even people who are renting homes where they can't use the garden space or the lawn to grow their own food. Community garden efforts are really a great way to bring local food to community members who don't have the space where they can grow food.
And some of what you're working on, from what I've read, has been in some of these community gardens, some of the food that they're raising is going to Food for People.
Absolutely. A lot of our community gardens that we work in, they're part of this program called the Plant a Row program through Food for People. So they'll plant X amount of space in their garden and donate all of that food to the food pantry, Food for People food pantry, that'll be distributed to low-income families.
And I think one of the things that you started with initially is thinking about where are there already community gardens? Where do they already exist in our communities? How is that database coming together?
It's really growing. We have community gardens all over the place, really, and there are different levels of engagement in the community. And community-based gardens can include anything from food pantry gardens, gardens for the houseless or runaway youth, or what we call certain population gardens, so they can be senior gardens, youth gardens, school gardens, and even small-scale urban farms that are dedicated to growing food for the food bank or other service organizations. Those are all the different kinds of community gardens that we're sort of engaged in.
And it seems like the product that you're coming up with is food, but it seems like a community garden supplies a lot more than just food. It's kind of a way for people to connect in the community and also get in touch with the earth, and that can be a healing thing.
Yeah, absolutely. There's this great saying out there that I've heard, and I'm probably going to butcher it, but it's something along the lines of community gardens are 20% gardening and 80% community organizing. And so while our main goal is really to increase people's access to food, there is a lot that goes into this that is about community organizing, people coming together and working together to make it happen, because it takes a lot of resources to really get a garden going. Once it's there and once it's running, the rest isn't as difficult. But getting a garden started can take a lot of organizing and working together and finding out what your resources are in the community and linking up with those and creating collaborative partnerships and finding funding. And in a lot of ways, that's where my work comes in with First Five Humboldt, because I run a small grants program. And one of the things that we've been doing is encouraging community garden groups to apply for the small grants to help launch their gardens into existence, to help them leverage those funds with other existing funds to get that infrastructure that the gardens need built.
What sorts of things do they need when they just start out, when a community garden just starts?
Oh, boy. Sometimes the group starts and they don't have land, you know, so then we have to try and figure out, you know, where is there available land? How can we free it up? You know, how can we access it? And so, you know, we leverage who we are, the agencies that we're connected to help do that. And we have done that successfully in a couple of places. In Eureka, we've started two new community gardens. Other things that community gardens might need to get started are installing a water meter. And that can be really expensive. And sometimes putting up fences and doing things like that, just sort of your basic infrastructure, can cost some money.
Mm-hmm. And now the Community Garden Collaborative has some committees that have been formed because it's everybody coming together with this bigger idea, but then there are smaller things that really need to get done to make all this happen. What are the subcommittees of the collaborative?
Let's see, we have a fundraising subcommittee. That's a pretty important one because, as I mentioned, community gardens take some funding. So the funding subcommittee is really, that's their goal, is look for funding, what's out there. We also have a policy subcommittee, and they're really dedicated to exploring garden-friendly policy on the, you know, city and county level. For instance, in the city of Eureka, community gardens right now pay the same water fee that private residences pay. So if we can change that for them to start paying what parks pay, for example, then their water fee will be considerably reduced, and that'll be really beneficial to garden members having to pay less fees to join the community garden.
And then you have garden management and workshop planning. Do you offer workshops then for people who think they might want a garden, but they really don't know how?
Yeah, we do. We've already had one workshop that we held last summer, and it was really highly attended, and so we're going to be planning those on a more regular basis. We also join existing workshops that are happening. For instance, we're going to be a part of the Planet Green Festival. We're going to have a booth, and we're also planning a demonstration garden for that festival. So if folks are interested in coming to see us, that'll be at the Arcata Community Center on April 3rd. Come check us out.
Okay. And if people are interested in becoming part of the collaborative, can they give somebody a call and get information about those meetings?
Absolutely. They can call myself at 499-4659. They can also check out some of our projects that are posted on the Reach Out Humble website, which is reachouthumble.org, off of Humble Area Foundation website.
Okay. Now, did you grow up gardening yourself?
You know, I didn't really. I didn't really start gardening until fairly recently. I'm more of a community coordinator, community organizer, and that's the role that I play. I don't have the gardening expertise, but I don't think that you need the gardening expertise to start a community garden. That can come later. I think the first step is in organizing your community and creating collaborative partnerships to get it started.
Okay. What sorts of accomplishments has the collaborative had so far?
The North Coast Community Gardens Collaborative, our accomplishments to date include we've partnered to establish two new community gardens in the city of Eureka, where previously there was only one. We've helped to build the capacity of three other gardens, two educational gardens, one at the Raven House for houseless and runaway youth. The other is the demonstration garden. And then we've built the capacity of the Henderson Garden, which currently is an all-Hmong garden, which is really interesting and not very many people know about that. We've had our first community garden workshop, which drew over 75 people. We've started to build a tool-sharing library, which is really important when you're starting a new garden somewhere or helping a group start a new garden. People need tools. And we've also partnered with this organization called Reach Out Humboldt, who have helped us broadcast our events and find volunteers.
If a person was going to volunteer for the project, what sorts of things might they end up doing?
Well, we always need volunteers for building gardens. So when a new garden is getting ready to start, sometimes the group might be five people strong, and we need 20 people strong to put up a fence and build the garden beds, if there are garden beds, till the soil, that kind of stuff. So we really need people power for just building the garden from the ground up.
And if a person maybe is interested in the project but maybe isn't a gardener or doesn't have the physical ability to do some of those things, are there other sorts of tasks they might be able to do?
Absolutely. Well, you know, they can always join our steering committee, become part of our think tank of how to improve the garden movement in Humboldt County, helping us with our outreach.
Lots of things for people to do.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, this is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Helen Lanunziata.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every kind of do.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call our listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU and KHSR for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.